New Jersey Governor Chris Christie does not have to put more money into pension funds for public employees. That's the ruling today from the state's highest court on a long-running lawsuit. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has the story.
4 years ago, Governor Christie promised to pay billions into New Jersey's underfunded pension system. In return, public employee unions agreed to benefit cuts, compromising for a pension reform law that sparked heated debate between the governor and the husband of a kindergarten teacher at a recent town hall meeting.
You wrote the law.
Yeah. And based upon
the law, you bragged about the law.
I still brag about the law. It's a good law.
You say it's unconstitutional.
Because we don't have the money to pay it.
Last year, the state brought in less revenue than expected, and the governor cut back on the state's pension contributions. So the union sued and got a lower court to rule in their favor until New Jersey's Supreme Court overturned that ruling today.
Well, this was clearly a victory for Governor Christie.
Bridget Harrison teaches political science at Montclair State University.
The state Supreme Court essentially handed Governor Christie not just a way to create a budget in the next 3 weeks, but also to move forward with a likely presidential campaign.
The court ruled that despite the government's promises, the pension reform law is not a legally enforceable contract. In a statement, the New Jersey chapter of the AFL-CIO says it is outraged by the decision and will continue to fight for full pension funding. Harrison says the ruling could have implications outside of New Jersey if Christie decides to run for president.
It gives him some street creds, particularly with conservative GOP voters who are opposed to public employee unions.
What the ruling doesn't do is solve New Jersey's pension problem. Hansi Luong, NPR News.